Well, our next guest is Rosemary Pierce. She's a holistic pharmacist and an avid researcher and a promoter of alternatives to pharmaceutical medications in a lot of cases. Rosemary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be with you again.
We're talking today about pain, and I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about, you know, who has pain and where it's coming from.
Well, pain is, I would say, a multidimensional syndrome and not very well understood. Usually within the medical profession, pain is treated from the place of reducing inflammation, which of course we know that inflammation is directly connected to pain. The pain receptors will pick up from an inflammatory condition, and yet the inflammation and can be reduced, but it's by medication, but that is usually done through a dampening of the inflammation, not getting at what's causing it, not looking at what's maybe even going on with the central nervous system. So if I could just bring one model of pain that I'm researching a lot and quite familiar with, and it's called, the cause of it's called central sensitivity. So this central sensitivity creates a central sensitivity syndrome. So the sensitization is actually of the nervous system. Inflammation is involved, and anti-inflammatories do help. Better to take natural anti-inflammatories, but it does help. With it, though, what happens is we get an amplifying of the central nervous system, of the synapses and the neurotransmitters. And that's why sometimes even people are put on drugs for depression, SSRIs, because there are neurotransmitters involved, and all of these are carrying too many impulses. And it's rather important, I think, that doctors expand, and there are doctors now expanding as pain specialists looking at what's called CSS, central sensitivity syndrome. In the meantime, the medications that are used, the anti-inflammatory drugs, over-the-counter and prescription, the corticosteroids or cortisone, prednisone, and even things like gabapentin or Neurontin, which is used for that you'd get if you went to your GP, they all deplete nutrients, and a large amount of them. Almost everything you'd find in a multivitamin would be depleted from taking one or more of these drugs. And these nutrients we do need to keep our body healthy. So if somebody's not having a healthy lifestyle as it is, they're not dealing with their pain, they're depressed, they're not eating right, they're taking medication, it's kind of a double whammy. It's more of an amplified up situation.
Well, Rosemary, you touched on a couple different things that I want to ask you about, and one of them was essential sensitivity, and I'm wondering, is there a relationship between that and fibromyalgia or polymyalgia where, you know, you get pain that it's almost like a ghost pain. It comes and goes, and people are in pain, but they can't really specify why it's happening.
Beautiful question. And it is possible to have one of these syndromes by itself and it not be CSS, but most likely it is. And especially if there are a number of them, there's an umbrella of, I would say, maybe 10, 12, or even more different syndromes, tension headaches, migraines, even things like myofascial pain, multiple chemical sensitivities, post-traumatic stress, restless leg syndrome. And one of the ways you'd know if you have this is if you have also, along with your main presenting pain, things like sensitivity to light. Light in your eyes causes pain. Accentuated hearing, skin that's very tender to the touch, things way beyond what a normal person would think would be average. And people like this are often very, very misunderstood. They're misunderstood because maybe it represents a small percentage of a population, and the rest of us would say, well, what's wrong with you? That's not too bright. But to their eyes, it is. And often these stimulus turn it directly into pain. And where for us it may be just, whoops, a little brightness, it's actually pain. And that's because the neurons have started to multiply their nerve endings. And it becomes quite a devastating situation for people. And there's not much in the way of regular medical professions that are dealing with it. There are in my area, neck of the woods, which is in BC, living close to Vancouver, there are pain specialists starting to come. Somebody is interested in this. They could look up Dr. Richard or Rick Arsenault's work. He's a lead researcher, director of the program planning for complex chronic disease program. It's called the CCDP. So if somebody, you know, if this starts to resonate with somebody with their pain, look up Dr. Arsenault, and it's A-R-S-E-N-E-A-U. He's just a wonderful fellow, and also working through the university as well as a clinician. Very difficult because they can't receive many people in these pain clinics, but the work is starting to be spread. So I'm really happy to have been able to have shared that since I've done the research myself. And the reason I've done it is because my husband falls into this category.
And what, tell us a little bit about your husband and what he's experiencing.
Well, what happened with him in his younger years, early 30s, is he was rear-ended in his vehicle standing still on the 401 in Toronto, hit by a lady in a car who did not see the lane was stopped, which is a very typical thing in Toronto, and she was going 60 kilometers an hour. And so he took it in his spine. Often there'll be head injuries, maybe spine injuries, something like that, and nothing that's too obvious in the earlier years, but some 20 years later or so starts to show up. And it's usually somebody that has a highly sensitive nervous system anyway, and there are about 20% of our population that have a very highly sensitive nervous system. So they're already geared for that. And then when they have accidents, they're the ones that have post-traumatic stress. They're the ones that don't get well because their nervous system is not being treated. And their inflammation, this low-grade inflammation, is not being looked at. Oftentimes, they have a lot of digestive issues as well. So it's been an ongoing struggle because, you know, with me knowing so much about health and having a husband that's had a condition through the years that I couldn't cure. Mm. But I think a lot of this gives us gifts. He feels it's given him a lot of gifts, and it certainly has given me a lot, not only in compassion, and because I'm not highly sensitive in that way. I wouldn't be able to do this 6-day road trip just because I'm calling you from Alberta. But for him, it's been this acceptance of himself, this being able to understand pain and working with his mind. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, he's in a hot, an infrared sauna in BC at our Kairos office.
Nice.
So there are many things that we have to do. And one of the things he also does is he takes lots of natural substances. And I think that's what's kept him going. And he uses a particular natural anti-inflammatory, that I'm sure we're going to talk about as we go along here.
I'm going to ask you about that. But Rosemary, I was going to ask you, how does it affect you, like in terms of, and I'm sure there's other people out there that really endorse natural, medicine or natural products or natural, the use of herbal medicine, for example, and they have a family member that is that they're unable to help.
So, give me your question again.
How does it affect you? When you struggle to get a total cure for somebody that you love, working in. Working in an industry
where I'm supposed to be the one with the answers.
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's humbling.
Yeah.
It's very humbling, and it also teaches one that really, it's health is a personal struggle for everyone, and we can reach out and get some of our answers from others, but it really is an internal position, and that's where my husband has come to. I mean, our relationship is deeper and more profound than it ever could be if we would have had a happy-go-lucky life with no pain issues to deal with. We feel the richer for it and the closer for it, and that's what can happen when a couple or a family join together and realize that the relationship is the most important thing, and if things are standing in the way of it, then take a look at what they're saying. And for the person who has this particular condition, it is a wonderful feeling when they're understood. When somebody can, you know, even if they don't feel that type of pain, and I've often, and I think I've recommended this to you, even though you did not know this about my husband, I have recommended over some of our talks for people to look at the book Highly Sensitive Person. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
By Aaron, what's Aaron's last name? The PhD, Dr. Aaron, Elaine Aaron. That's a wonderful book for people who would relate to what I'm saying, help to understand themselves, and great for their spouse or their family members to read, because then they will understand the importance and that this is actually bred into our genetic makeup as a mammal to have a certain group of people highly sensitive. And then when those highly sensitive people are overexposed and have car accidents or some injury to the central nervous system, then they're more likely to present and not to heal the same way.
You know, you talked about something that is really interesting and really that I think that a lot of our listeners can relate to, and that is that perhaps pain has a purpose in our lives, and that, you know, maybe we don't want to identify it, you know, as having a purpose. But what I'm hearing you say is that it has enriched not only your relationship, but it has enriched your life, having to help deal with this pain.
Yes, and I wouldn't be here being able to talk to you about this in a personal way.
Right. And also, I guess it's forcing you to research and so therefore help other people.
Exactly. One never knows the gifts that are going to come out of a challenge or problem, and to look at it as something that is going to provide a gift is a really good way to go into a challenge or an issue in one's life. When one thinks of it from the victim place of poor me, then likely you're not going to see the gifts.
We're talking with Rosemarie Pierce. She's a holistic pharmacist. When we come back, we're going to start getting into some of the solutions about what you can do if you are in pain.